In the West, I would say we were born into this life, and we're born into this life with no story at all. So we have no story whatsoever. And the story that we learn is a story of self-focus. We learn to focus on ourselves, and very often we learn to focus on others as well, to be of benefit to others as well. But usually the motive for that, the motivation behind it, is to make ourselves feel better. So we're going to focus on being of benefit to others in order to make ourselves feel better. And all the while, within us, our natural state is one of spontaneous altruism, spontaneous ability and responsiveness, actually, to be of benefit to all. This is our core nature, spontaneous altruism. The deep desire and intent to be of benefit to all. This is our natural state. It's our natural state of mind, our natural state of speech, body qualities, and activities. And so, when this is our natural state, and of course, one of the things too about spontaneous altruism, which basically is the welfare of others, the welfare of others includes us. It always includes us. So that's a very good thing that it includes us. It automatically includes us. It is just like in the empowerments. To do the empowerments in a group, we realize that we're not alone at all, and we're all very much like each other. The points of view we share openly in the empowerments, all of the points of view of each of us is they all have a harmony, a wonderful song of togetherness. And the openness to clarity is a natural openness. Clarity and spontaneous altruism go together. We don't spend a moment of our lives without clarity, not a single moment. There isn't one single moment we don't have full-on clarity, not a single moment. And so when we don't recognize clarity, when we say, "I don't recognize clarity," that is actually an affirmation of the recognition of clarity. Because we have to have clarity in order to make that statement. Clarity is not some special thing that's any different than what's occurring right now. It just isn't. It is not a special thing other than what's occurring right now. In the present moment, what's right here is the complete openness of clarity. It's obvious presence. It's obvious presence. Your ability to know you're here is evidence of clarity. And so, any thought you might think, any emotion you might have, any sensation you might have, anything you might do, any experience you might have, all of it is an affirmation that clarity is alive and well, hasn't gone anywhere. And never changes. In clarity practice, what occurs is that the power of clarity becomes more obvious. Rather than ignored, the power of clarity becomes more obvious. As part of that process, points of view become more obvious too. the points of view of the clarity view become more obvious as well. And so those that we've been trying to avoid or replace, they become very, very obvious because now they're just allowed to be as they are. In allowing points of view to be as they are, clarity becomes much more obvious. And so does spontaneous altruism. So we make this incredible shift from self-focus and negativity, a general sense of unwellness, to a feeling of wellness and okayness. Right here, no matter what's going on. And so this is the circumstance that we're really blessed with as human beings. Just stop thinking for a minute. Stop thinking completely and what remains? Clarity, alertness, basic cognizance. Remains. In clarity practice, that clarity that remains when not thinking becomes obvious during thinking, simultaneously. Like the dimmer switch. At first, if you turn on a dimmer switch, you know, those lights that grow brighter and brighter. It's very dim. This is the way it can be in clarity practice too. It's very subtle initially. However, the more that clarity is acknowledged, the brighter it becomes. The brighter it becomes, the less the points of view are noticed. Until the points of view are outshone by the power of clarity itself. It just means the focus has shifted. It's shifted completely from the points of view to the clarity view. And with that shift comes increasing ease. No destination to get to, so always increasing ease. Increasing spontaneous altruism. And so what at one time was a prop to feel better about oneself. In other words, cultivate compassion in order to feel better oneself. That just is spontaneous all the time. More and more, increasing and increasing. Until the entire motivation of one's life is that, to benefit all. To benefit all. The deep-seated natural desire that everyone be alive and aware with clarity. Now, sometimes in teachings on clarity, self-benefit is recognized first, the self-benefit of total relief of the introduction to clarity. However, the self-benefit is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. The more we realize and directly, instinctively recognize the benefit to ourselves of the simple instinctive recognition of clarity, the more we want for everyone to share in that instinctive recognition. So you see, this is the igniter, you could say. The igniter is our own self-benefit that is found in clarity. And here we shift completely from altruism as a secondary motivation to spontaneous altruism, the primary motivation of living life. This is a dedication, I would say, but a spontaneous dedication of the mind, the speech, the body, the qualities and activities. It's a dedication of these to clarity benefit, to the benefit of all. Dedicating spontaneously one's mind, speech, body, qualities and activities to the benefit of all. A very natural, beautiful process. Sometimes, through a combination of misinformation and a few other factors, that there's a sense that clarity has something to do with the mind only, trying to affect some kind of change in the mind only. Yet it can never be that way because clarity is all pervasive. And so any true realization of clarity affects everything about us, everything about our display. When we were children, we learned to talk. We learn to use our speech in a certain way. We learn to use our mind in a certain way. And when we use our speech, as children, mostly we learn I, me, and mine. That's all we have modeled to us. Now we're all adults, and we have a choice about how we're going to use our mind and our speech. After many years of using our speech to talk about all the points of view and about negativity and self-focus, then we find naturally that we want to be talking about other things. We're more likely to want to talk about clarity and its incredible benefits. One of the very afflictive states that many share is the excessive negativity of media in general. And this excessive negativity is a point of view. It's a world view. It's a way of looking at the world. And because it is portrayed by some, and by the media in particular, it doesn't mean that that is the way things are. If we want to know the way things are, then we have to check out where we are. That's how to know where things are. By the power of clarity, we have both the comprehensive view of everything and distinct knowledge about every aspect of what's going on. And in that, it is impossible to any longer buy into the point of view of excessive negativity. to actually allow ourselves to feel the excessive negativity of the media or wherever else the information is coming from is very, very powerful. It's a very, very powerful point of total release. Total release from popular perceptions. Total release from extreme despair. The extreme despair that can't help but come from hearing this over and over and over again. The negativity over and over and over again. None of that ever changes where we are. It never changes who we are. And because it is such an extreme view, it could not possibly represent reality. And so what the teachings do is align us with reality so that we are no longer swept up in extreme views. The only way we can see this is in relation to ourselves. And we cannot help along the way but feel a victim to some of our points of view. Each of us, we have our own, whatever it is. Excessive anger, excessive negativity, excessive despair, excessive desire, whatever it is. Whatever it is for any of us, the moment of total release is clarity in the midst of that very troublesome point of view left unrejected. Clarity in the midst of that very troublesome point of view left unrejected. In fact, not just a point of view, a tirade of troublesome points of view, all related to the same topic or not. Going completely wild with whatever the negative state happens to be. Clarity simultaneously fired up. This is the crucial juncture of total release. Not going to point of view. Not going to the view. Not going to duality. Not going to non-duality. The crucial juncture, the view shining forth as points of view. When the pattern of our life has been escape from points of view, this might take a little getting used to. And so, the simple practice of short moments, the wonderfully comfortable openness of the four mainstays, give us permission and greatly normalize our alignment with reality. By relying on clarity, we give up the right to be a victim of our points of view, whatever they are, people, places, things, ourselves, and all the points of view, no matter what they are, illness, sensations, other people, depression, fatigue, whatever it might be. How about life history, the story, even the story, whatever the story might be? The story is quite a constellation of points of view. But again, what's right here? What's right here? There's no story anywhere. And not a single one of the points of view I just mentioned. Oh, and did I mention personality type or ego or anything else that cannot be proved to have an independent nature? The romantic ideal that clarity is a special destination we get to, that we're not there now, that it couldn't possibly be in that humble, scrawny point of view of ours, whatever it is, that we don't deserve it. It's for other people, that one over there. They have the real clarity. All these points of view are an opportunity for a good chuckle. The force of one short moment of clarity is a revolution. It is a revolution. These short moments of clarity are the life of the era of great benefit. And the whole way of thinking, the whole way of speaking, the whole way of engaging with the emotional life and the sensations, all of that shifts enormously when self-focus is not the point. There is no point of view more core than any other point of view. By making the 100% commitment to train up clarity, the 100% commitment to train up clarity, and keeping that commitment, its obviousness, clarity's obviousness, that is, becomes more and more pervasive throughout all points of view, no matter what they are. All points of view that come up, such as doubt, fear, all of these, are the shining forth of clarity. The shining forth of clarity is stoppageless. It has no stoppage in it anywhere. The shining forth of clarity shines forth with nothing other than clarity. Shimmering, potent, easeful. Each moment of acknowledgement of clarity, in that, clarity springs to life in all moments of clarity. It's self-kept. No need to stack it up like a bank account. It's self-kept. Now, all these points of view shine forth as the beneficial power of clarity, its own dynamic energy, a shimmering pool of potency and ease, vast and expansive, unable to be limited in any way. Everything within the vast expanse shines forth from the vast expanse, and it can be no other way. There is nothing whatsoever within this vast expansiveness that has a nature of its own. How could that possibly be? Thus, there is never any coming together with clarity and then parting from it. As there isn't a single thing without its own being, this vast openness is its only being. Clarity, as it is present in all points of view, is that which shines forth everything, everything about us. The image of our body, the next thought, the emotion, the sensation, any other experiences, all this the shining forth of the dynamic energy of clarity benefit, pure benefit. To keep it very, very simple, the shining forth of pure benefit. No matter what shines forth, it carries pure benefit. Pure benefit is its abode, its habitat, its ecosystem, its eco-expanse. There isn't anything that is separate or apart from the vast openness of pure benefit. Empowerment means to bring this forth, to bring this forth within ourselves, to empower ourselves, to ignite our own power, to ignite our own power of pure benefit, to outshine all the other things we've learned about ourselves. To see that everything we've learned about ourselves is actually a vast expanse of pure benefit. No matter what we might have thought about it at the time, no matter what we think about it right now, it's always been what it is, always been what it is, and can never be anything else. That past that is filled with whatever it's filled with, usually a mixture of regret and a few minutes of happiness now and then. You know that past. Prove to me that it exists right here. That past. Or the future that you might be worried about. And so all these two are points of view, past, present, and future. These three times that are designated, all these are points of view of the clarity view as well. The spontaneous super release of the here and now instantaneously is what we can count on. As obvious potency, obvious pure benefit right here. We know everything in knowing that. Here we shift our whole emphasis of living life based on self-focus, based on trying to do something to this self to make it worthwhile. Everything opens up. the stories that felt like a massive landslide open up into pure space, just like that. Vast and infinite is the sky, pure and clear. The points of view, like a line drawn in water, spontaneously self-releasing. Couldn't hold one in place if you tried to. The four mainstays, a community of friends. That's it. People who have decided that it's time for human beings to align with reality. To empower ourselves. We're very interesting. We hold the knowledge of the universe in a usable way, each one of us. That's pretty incredible. We empower ourselves to make use of that. To find out who we really are. To enjoy the adventure of that. To enjoy the adventure of seeing ourselves in a new way. That is not so entirely oppressive. We give ourselves the basic human right, the most basic of human rights, the right to ever powerful clarity. The ever powerful, purely beneficial nature of what we are as human beings. In the teachings and texts of Balanced View, you will not find anything other than that. A single message, a single unerring message of great simplicity. Which allows your utter complexity as a human being to be as it is. All these ways and means of points of view, what we learn to do with them, what we learn to do about them, all these are learned. All these are learned. A short moment of clarity is a reality check. It's a reality check. And very quickly, in clarity practice, we can see that if we go one way with the point of view, it's going to be confusion, tension, and suffering. If we rely on clarity and just let the points of view be as they are, then there's the wisdom of total relief. The wisdom of increasing total relief. Doesn't take much convincing. The clarity view and points of view are present simultaneously. They're inseparable, indivisible. Clarity isn't anywhere other than in a point of view. A point of view isn't anywhere other than in clarity. There's nothing to get away from or nothing to get to. What could be easier than that? Just relax. That tells it all. In the world, the realm of focusing on points of view, everything is limited to point of view intelligence. Point of view intelligence believes that every point of view has an independent nature or somehow is caused or affected by some other point of view. Another term for that is reified intelligence. Clarity holds the most comprehensive order of intelligence. That order of intelligence subsumes point of view intelligence. It does things in its own way of doing, and it thinks things with its own way of thinking. Not at all like point of view thinking. We can see that in our own experience. We can see its power in our own experience. Just by the way it clears up points of view that we may have never been able to resolve before. By commitment to the practice, they do resolve. They all resolve completely. Beyond noticing. This power is right within us. It is our reality, the only reality. The beneficial resource is in each one of us. The natural resource, it's in each one of us. All the stories of a lifetime, all the things learned over a lifetime, all the different opinions about people, places, and things. Oh, and those institutions and governments, and oh my. It could go on and on forever. By the power of bringing clarity to the fore, we bring an intelligence capable of solving our problems. We see this first within ourselves. We're able to solve those problems that were sticking around a long time for some of us. And by the evidence of that example, we know too of the powerful force clarity intelligence has in society. At large. How come points of view get worse after the empowerments? Because we're not trying to repress them anymore. Repress, suppress, oppress. When points of view are allowed to be as they are, then all the ones we've been avoiding start to come up. But they settle down quickly. Wherever we go, our points of view go there with us. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic of human beings. And often people have very charged feelings about death. Some people like to serve dying people, like to be with them, care for them, love them. Help them make this great transition through the point of view called death. And others don't want to have anything to do with it. Some people are just kind of right in the middle. It's just a sense of not knowing what to do very often and having points of view of powerlessness and helplessness. Yet, in the actual process of dying, the actual process of dying is one moment at a time. It's one short moment at a time. And for you who are visiting your dying brother, one short moment at a time. One short moment at a time. In that moment, everything is known about what to do and how to act. I saw this so clearly just recently when my mother died. No matter what I might know about death or other people in the room might know about death, it all happened one moment at a time. And it just is as it is. Whatever it was, it was. And the next thing to do became obvious. In a very dignified, caring, loving, mature way. And so you see, we honor ourselves tremendously by empowering ourselves to be with life as it is. We really honor ourselves and empower ourselves. We face everything and avoid nothing. We can face everything and avoid nothing due to the power of clarity. Clarity gives us that power, our natural power, to face everything and avoid nothing. We know that no harm can come our way. Truly, we found our place in and as the vast openness. We flow along. When people are dying, they have all kinds of points of view. Points of view they've never had before. Or probably haven't had before. And so to have someone present, totally present, present with clarity, love, and openness, open-hearted clarity, totally open, totally available, totally welcoming of everything, including death. That is a very beautiful gift to give. A very beautiful gift to give. A gift to share.